Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay. And the truth shall set you free!
Go! What's up? Hey, it's your boy Zeke. I am excited about the show tonight, and I have a special announcement. I guess it's a good and a bad announcement. You make the decision on how it's going to be, but nevertheless, let's talk about something positive right now, and that's tonight's broadcast. It's going to be off the chain. Hey, listen, we're talking about communication. We're talking about how men and women communicate. And so we're going to get heavy and deep into this. I'm going to talk to you about how to fix some problems that I think couples have, and then give you an opportunity to ask a question or share whatever you want to share. More than likely, it's going to be a little heated, probably even heated, because my wife is going to be joining the broadcast soon, and we both communicate, differently. So it's going to be a great time of having fun and talking about communication. But before we begin, for our newcomers, those who are listening for the first time, thank you. My name is Zeke Bolden. I am a relationship coach. I live here in Greensboro, North Carolina. Not only do I do relationship, but I do life coaching, career planning, and just, spiritual coaching in general. You are welcome. Please check me out on my Facebook page at ZekeBolden.com, my YouTube page, ZekeBolden2, and then also on YouTube. So we're looking forward to talking with you, asking questions for you, and giving you an opportunity to experience the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. All right. So let's get started. Men and women, how they communicate. I mean, this is crazy. So many people have gotten arguments and have lasting and long relationships only to end because the whole time they were together, their communication was so shallow. They never really got to understand each other, and they never really got on the same frequency. And you're going to hear more about that here in just a little while. Because I'm going to share some things with you that I think is going to bless you, that's going to help you, that's going to improve your communication and talking with each other. You know, men and women think differently, that their mindsets are different. In my title of this show tonight, I titled it Men Like to Chill, but Women Want to Thrill. How we communicate. And what I meant by that is, men, a lot of times we're mellow, we hate drama. We want as less drama and stress as possible. We just want to try to communicate, to be honest with you, with as few words as possible. We just want to say what we mean and mean what we say. Or we'll give nonverbal cues. We'll nod our head, body language. Little smacks here and there, our eye movement, just certain things, because every day, something that women don't probably can't understand about the male is that we carry a heavy load from a lot of different areas. I mean, as a man in general, we carry the load of providing for our spouses, providing for our families, or better yet, just trying to do some self-improvement. We carry those loads of trying to make ourselves better, and we're competing in this world against other males. And then even within the male regime, if you will, there's an alpha male, and then other males that are common males, those who are trying to come up in the pack. I mean, there are so many different the hierarchy is so strange and so different that it's a constant stressful competing competition thing that pushes us to heights that you won't even believe. It pushes us to stress levels and that thing that we carry. It's tough. And so a lot of times when we get with our female or we get home or we want to relax, we don't want a lot of talking. We just want to chill. We don't want a lot of stuff because our minds are constantly thinking already. However, for our counterpart, the female, they can't live with them and can't live without them. We need you guys, absolutely. But a lot of times, women, y'all don't want to just chill. Y'all want to, the way y'all communicate is verbally on a continual basis. And then you want feedback. You want to talk. You want to say something. You want to get some stuff out. And that's cool. And, you know, in its place. And so it has to be a balance. Again, you're going to have to know when to balance this thing out. And know when to hold them, if you will, and know when to fold them. How about this? Know when to shut up and know when to talk. You know, that's just point blank how it is. So a lot of times we miss each other in translation because we're saying things, but we're hearing another thing. We're meaning things, but we're not communicating the right way. Communication the right way means that there is a sender and a receiver, and you have to have feedback. So the very first thing I want to talk about and encourage you on is that you got to communicate the right way, okay? That's very, very important that you understand that in your life, in your relationship, and this can help in work relationships, friend relationships, whatever, you know, it will help you in a big way if you communicate the right way, that you have all three elements in your communication, the sender, the receiver, and some feedback. How would I mean, my wife, she does it so well, and she's helped me in this area about the feedback portion of that, because we've experienced it. I know your children, you've experienced it with your children, that you, the sender, will send something to the receiver. Now, how do you know if the receiver got your message, that they understood what you were trying to convey? They give you feedback. Well, there are times when my wife has asked me things or told me to do something or anything along those lines, and I might have heard her, and I'm not sure if you've ever experienced this before. I heard what she said, but I didn't say or respond back. And so it didn't get done. And she'll say, babe, you know, didn't you hear me tell you? And it happened a couple times that I didn't respond back and things didn't get taken care of, to a point where now she insists on, you know, getting feedback, which is absolutely wonderful. And now she's got me talking like that and thinking like that as well, is that whoever I communicate with, sure, they might be looking at me in my eyes when I'm talking. However, I want to hear you say something back or give me a nonverbal, give me a head nod, give me something to say, did you hear me? Did you understand? And then your feedback has to be clear. A lot of times we miss in translation because we hear what we want to hear, but not what the sender is conveying. Oh, let me say that again. That's good. We hear what we want to hear, but not what the sender is conveying. So a lot of times, if you truly want to avoid arguments, if you truly want to avoid misconceptions and things getting so out of whack, excuse me, when you provide feedback to whoever you're communicating with, it is always wonderful to start out that communication or that feedback with, so I understand what you're saying, or, you know, am I clear on what you're saying? Did you say or did you mean? Because again, we think on two different levels and at two different frequencies. And again, which is my second point, that we have to get on the same frequency when we are communicating. Because if we don't, then you might be communicating and I give you some feedback, but what I'm giving you back is I heard womp 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 womp, and I'm giving you okay, because I don't want to hear it because I'm tuned out, or someone else is tuned out, or you got so much stuff on your mind that you're really not giving the right feedback. So you're talking on two different frequencies and you're not connecting to each other. There's a lot of noise. There's white noise, if you will. You know, that's what you're hearing. And so you're not really on the same frequency. You're not understanding each other. He's trying to tell you what happened at the job and why he's under so much stress. And you're not paying any attention simply because you had a stressful day yourself. And you're like, okay, really, baby? No, you know, I got to be honest with this. And fellas, this is the truth, no matter how you look at it. Most times, it's the woman who is saying, oh, baby, I understand. Really? That happened? And what'd you do? And you know, and they'll communicate, and they'll talk, and they'll pull it out of you. And while we're telling, boy, we're excited about our part. And then here comes that switch. They'll say, baby, you had a pretty rough day, but man, I'm going to tell you, you think that was rough? Let me tell you about mine. And then slowly we shut down. Slowly we just ease on out mentally. We might be there physically, but mentally we're like, and we're not asking for feedback. We're not saying, really? What took place? Well, babe, what'd you do? You know, we just said, really? Huh? Man, yeah, you know, and that's the feedback that we give, and that's not positive feedback. That is not positive reinforced communication. We're just checking a box to say we talk, guys. We really got to give our women the time that they need. We have to give them that ear because that's how they communicate. They like to talk and get it out, which is a wonderful thing. That's how they're made, and I'm okay with that. And if you miss that opportunity to get on the same accord with them, to get on, and you, I say frequency, but you've heard people say the same wavelength. It's the exact same thing. As long as we're operating on the same wavelength and we're communicating and we're conveying what we mean and meaning what we say, I mean, our relationship can be unstoppable. We can accomplish anything. But here are some sad things that you have to watch out for, which leads me to my third point, is that you cannot hold what you want to say and not convey it, you know, in the right way, and I'll let it come out when you're angry. Do not hold what you want to say and let it come out and stack up when you're angry. Do not, you know, harbor your feelings. Do not cage them. Go ahead and let them out. Do not hold your feelings. Do not hold what you're trying to say. Do not hold what you're wanting to say, because if you do, it will spill over in other places in your life, and it can spill over big time when you're trying to talk and you're trying to share something and you're already mad and that person has teed you off. And then now you say, well, since you're saying that, I just want to remind you last week is gone. You know, last week was then. You should have said something then. And I got to be honest with you. I found myself doing that sometimes, which is, I think men do it more than women, that we won't say nothing. And we count it as money in the bank, if you will. You know, we count it as storage to be used later. That is not good. Let me say that again. Storing up for later to bring out a point that's bad, that will try and help straighten out your significant other, if you will, is not good. That's not fair to that person. Neither is it fair to you. And so you can't hold that and say, you know, well, I was trying to have patience. You know, I think if we be real with ourselves, it's not so much that we were trying to be patient a lot of times, which we, a lot of us do, because I'm one of those guys. I'll be patient for a long time, and just, you know, if it's not gonna, you know, cause much damage, I don't even worry about it. However, there are sometimes, and there's a fine line between storing something up for later to bring out and just having patience and not worrying about it. Because if you really didn't worry about it, then you won't bring it up later, especially when you find yourself at fault, or she's found you at fault, or he's found you at fault. And then here's the other part, especially when they've done something similar to what you know, you've done something similar to what they did to you, and now you're trying to defend yourself. No, 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 no. And then, you know, knowing most women, they're pretty sharp, because I know my wife, she'll tell you quick, oh, you should have said something last week. What was it? And then really, I don't even completely remember what happened. And so she got me all messed up. And I'm like, well, whatever. You did it, whatever. And I don't really know what it was. So it's important that you do not hold what you want to say. Say it. Communicate it. Good or bad. I just had an incident on this past week where, you know, some things I held and things I should have said and communicated, and my wife checked me on it. And, you know, I had to just simply submit and say, okay, you're right. Because it is what it is. However, it's important that you don't, because let me tell you what can end up happening if you do that. It can result into you being angry, holding a grudge, you know, using that as a weapon against your spouse as if you're competing against each other. I mean, it can harbor unforgiveness. It can do so much damage to you internally, and the way it's communicated is externally, and people get hurt by that. So you cannot do that. So let me recap right quick, and then I'll give you guys some more instructions here. Number one, you got to communicate the right way. You got to be able to have a sender, a receiver, and positive feedback, okay? Number two, you got to be on the right frequency. You got to ensure that you guys, if you will, are on the same wavelength, that you are communicating on the right channel, because if you don't, then white noise is what you're going to get. And you're going to get, you know, interference, if you will, and it's not going to be effective communication, okay? And then number three, do not hold what you want to say. There's a difference between having patience and being mad, and I don't want to say anything because I might say the wrong thing, but I believe we use that more as a crutch than we do anything. You know, I didn't want to say anything because I knew I would say the wrong thing. Now, I disagree with that, and here's why I disagree with that. Because you're in control of your own body and your own mind and your mouth. Sure, no one can tame the tongue. I'm with you. For those who are deep in scripture and want to check me on that, I feel you. However, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. That means that you don't have to say nothing. You don't lose control. You can keep your mouth shut. You can calm down if you choose to, you know. So with that said, if you were a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or you were a friend and you're trying to figure out what to say, then fine. I can respect that. But when you're in a husband and wife relationship, this is for life. This is forever. This is positive communication and facing some real issues, whether they're good or bad, whether they're, you know, own up to it. As my wife said, man up and say what you're going to say. In other words, in words of, Kevin Hart, his uncle, I guess, he says, say it with your chest. You know, you're going to say it, you know, and be a man about it or be a woman about it, because that's super, super important. Okay. Now, the fourth thing I want to share with you is that when you communicate, you got to be aware of outside influences. Okay. You have to be aware of outside influences. What I mean by that is that you got to be aware of people or things or situations that will cause you to say or think something that's really not there. Okay, let me give you some good examples here. It's important that you don't take your relationship, your information out of your house to your job, to your girlfriend or your coworkers at the job, because they're going to give you some advice, but who's to say it's the advice that you need for your situation? Sure, Because everybody want to be Dr. Phil. Everybody want to be a life coach these days. Everybody want to get connected in. But if you don't know my wife, you don't know my husband, you don't know our situation. Yeah, you might know how long we've been together, but you don't know, you know, where we are right now. You don't know. So be careful what you tell people, because most times we tell our side, and listen to this, our side always sounds like we are angels. We always sound like we are angels, like we did the right thing. I can't believe she said that to me. I can't believe she did that. You know, I have coached and counseled so many people. Listen, I pastored for over 20 years. Guys, I've married people and did marriage, you know, consultation and premarital consultation and counseling. And I've heard so many people. I've gotten so many phone calls from wives or husbands saying, Pastor, you know, or Zeke or whatever, coach, hey, here's the situation. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm sick and tired of da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just ready to pack my stuff up and leave. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, why is she so angry? Well, man, she saw a text on my phone from a girl. Wait, hold on. From what girl? Well, a girl at my job. And what was it about? You know, I was just talking about how she looked, and she gave me a comment. Man, you know what? Why are we having this conversation? We shouldn't even be having this conversation, because you are wrong. See, your side. See, that's what I'm talking about. People always try to make it seem like their side is right. Their side is what they're saying is so true. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I've made up in my mind that as a person and as a human, as a coach, I'm willing to listen to anybody, because that's what I get paid to do, to listen and to kind of steer, advise, and co-create a solution for you. However, I've come to a position that if you're going to get marital coaching with me, or you have me on retainer to answer questions for you when things happen and you need somebody to talk to, well, you know, I really have resolved in my mind that I need to know what the other side said or did. I got to know both sides before I give you my honest opinion, because I've been caught into that place where I've given some person some advice on what they need to do and how they need to do it, only to find out that I only got half of the truth, you know. And that's a good teacher. That was a great teacher for me, that I would never do it again. Give person advice on a half truth, you know. I can't believe my husband did this. I can't believe my wife. Man, she did that. Listen, where's your wife at? Have her call me. Let me put y'all on three-way, you know. Well, yeah, or whatever, you know, so I can make sure I hear everybody's side of the story. All right. So listen, just a quick break, right quick. Listen, I know you're enjoying this. This is absolutely good stuff. I love it for my life. It's applicable in my own life as well. But for my newcomers, those who don't know, if you want to ask a question or chime in at any given time, just press 1 on your telephone keypad will indicate to me that you have a question or a comment, and I would acknowledge you. But other than that, I'm in a zone right now. I'm feeling this. Let's keep this rolling. Let's keep it rolling. So, for those who are in the chat room, you got to come online. You got to dial in. I'm not operating the chat line tonight. So you need to call in at 516-387-1748. That's 516-387-1748. Okay. Number 5. Oh, wait. Let me finish with number 4. You got to be aware outside circumstances and situations. You got to ensure, number 1, you know, that I told you can't take your stuff to your job and to folk that don't know you or your spouse, and you give them your information. And here's another thing that is so true that you really have to evaluate before you make a huge mistake. You cannot connect or get advice or move to the area where one's married and your advice, your person you're talking to or giving your information to, is not married. Now, with a caveat to that, there are some people who are professional who have been trained or licensed, and they know how to deal with that from a professional standpoint. So a married couple can go to a single counselor or single coach, and he could coach them on marriage. Has he ever been married? Probably not. However, but because of his training, he can help. But just, you know, on a normal basis, taking your married information to a single person, like, for instance, guys, listen to me, men, this is serious. I don't care that she says you know, on your job, you fine, you cute, y'all can talk and y'all just friends. Do not, let me say it again, do not take your marital information to a single chick on your job. I don't care how bad it is. You tell her, hey, I'm good. I can handle this with my own situation, because you are setting yourself up for failure, because she will give you great advice. And don't use this term. And ladies, don't even fall for it if you get tried at your job. You know, let me ask you something from a woman viewpoint. What would a woman do? How would a woman think? You know, I'll ask my sister. I'll ask my mama. I'll ask my coach. But I'm not asking another woman who, especially if she's single and don't know anything about my family, about me, about my spouse, I'm going to bring in my relationship. I'm not going to do it. And that's why my wife and I have been together for, you know, 27 years, because I've learned that there are some things you cannot do that will put you in a bad situation. And even sometimes a person could be married. You don't know their situation. You don't know. You know, now opposite sex, I said no, but you know, same sex, sure. So if I go talk to another brother about what I'm going through, you know, I can get some advice from him, sure. But I don't want to talk to his wife by herself. I don't, because I'm setting myself up for failure. I mean, there are so many signs that you want to pay close attention to. It's important that you don't do that, okay? And then when I say outside circumstances, still on number four, this is a good one. You cannot communicate effectively if you are intoxicated. Did you get that? You know, because people get bold when they're intoxicated. They get drunk. They want to talk and tell you how they feel and tell you their true feelings. And then when it's over, they've done the damage. They want to say, hey, you know, I was drunk. I didn't mean what I said. Yes, you did. You meant it. As a matter of fact, the alcohol just gave you the boldness to say what was there. So you cannot let alcohol, drugs, marijuana, dope, anything influence you. Okay, that's important to understand. It will alter your communication with your significant other. Now let me tell you something else. If you are in another relationship with somebody else and you're trying to communicate and talk with somebody, it's going to be influenced. Now, let me slow down for this. I only got a couple minutes, but you need to hear this. You cannot be in another relationship. You cannot have a side chick. You cannot be cheating with somebody, a side dude, and think that you're going to have positive communication with your spouse or your significant other. It is tainted, because, you know, based on what you have done with them, said to them, see, I'm almost out of time. Just because you've been with them, it's going to alter how you feel. It's going to alter what's going on in your life. So it's important. Listen, I got five more things here that I want to share with you. However, I am out of time, but it's important that you do not kind of those outside circumstances influence what you're trying to convey with your significant other. Guys, I'm Zeke Bolden, your relationship counselor, your relationship coach. You can always contact me via Facebook, via my website, text message, email. My number is there on my Facebook. Give me a call. Schedule an appointment with me. Schedule a free session. Let me talk to you. Let me help you. Let me help you move from the level of nothing to the level of greatness. Let me help you pull out of you what's there, and that's greatness, and that's success, and that's a wonderful relationship. I specialize in connecting single people together with their life mate. Guys, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you, and I promise to tell you every Tuesday the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Take care and have a great day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
It's the truth. Show that you free.
truth.